from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get in on the discussion. All topics we've covered here in the first hour and a half plus.
Yes. What is the single seem like then?
Women lowering their standards. All these things that we've discussed.
Jones and Mego on WEEI.
Craig Breslow and the Red Sox active at the deadline, but were they active enough? For more on that, we're joined now by Red Sox manager Alex Cora. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, by Arbella, here for baseball fans, here for good, and by Sherwin-Williams. The Sherwin-Williams Pro Plus program helps you manage and grow your paint business. First of all, Alex, congrats on the new extension. We haven't talked since that went down. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We're going to get to some details on that coming up in a little bit, but we want to start with the deadline yesterday. Were the Red Sox greedy enough, in your estimation, at the deadline?
I think we did a good job improving the roster. Jansen, Paxton, and the two relievers, especially the relievers, where we at right now, just bad timing injury-wise, losing Slayton and Marty. As you can see, since L.A., a combination of a lot of things. We're not pitching good enough. The starters are not going deep enough. A lot of close games because the offense is locked in right now. A lot of extra games, and we're running in fumes. And that's something... We talk about it over the weekend. We talk about it on Monday, and both of them they have different characteristics, right? Cutter, slider, 98. We haven't had 98 in the bullpen in a while here, so I do believe they're going to help us, especially in the upcoming weeks. Marty's supposed to throw a bullpen today. He's throwing another bullpen over the weekend. Rehab assignment probably August 7th. So hopefully, when we come back from the road trip, he's with us. Slayton is behind, but having one of the two, it'll be good. I'm very pleased, honestly, with Jansen. Somebody asked me about, is he an upgrade from Reese? And like, no, it's not one-on-one. It's the roster configuration, right? A right-handed hitter that we can DH whenever we want and have Wong catching, a pinch hit right-handed hitter that can help ref. And is a guy that he pulls the ball, you know, and here... He should do damage. Pax, he's Pax. You know, yesterday we played horrible defense behind him, but I think the stuff was good. And we know the guy. We just got to keep him healthy. So we did enough. I think obviously getting healthy is going to help us. Casas played yesterday. Vaughn is playing. So in a good spot. I hate talking about like, oh, when they come back, we're going to be better. No. It's today. The guys that we have today and the guys we'll have today are good enough.
Craig Breslow was on the morning show today, and he called you a thought partner on the moves that were made up to the deadline. Do you feel like your fingerprints are on some of the strategy or execution of these trades?
No, we talk about the relievers, and that was something I was very honest, very open about it because of what I seen. You know, the usage is going up. You know, Zach Kelly, two innings in Colorado, Winkowski, we've been playing with him with three innings, one inning, and that's not good. You know, and we have to make sure these guys are healthy and. They're not going to be fresh, of course, but healthy August and September. Usage is going to go up. That's very important. And I really believe that, not adding relievers to the equation, especially for these 2 weeks, it was going to be tough for us.
How was this deadline experience with your thought partner there, Craig Breslow, compared to the last few years with Chaim Bloom?
It was good. It was good. I think the market was out of control, honestly, as far as the asking price. Whenever we talk about a top reliever, the names that they asked right away was Marcelo and Roman, and we got to be smart too, right? That's the most important thing. You got to create balance. Obviously, like I've been saying all along, we're not the best team in the big leagues, but we're good enough to win the World Series, and that's very important. Something he mentioned in a meeting we had in the offseason, the organization, player development is important, but the most important team in the organization is the Boston Red Sox. And I think the people around here, they deserve a winner, right? And I think we did everything possible to be in the hunt. And, he did what he said the last few weeks. He was going to improve the team, and he did.
There was all the speculation about who's going to pick a lane, which lane is he picking, and he made that pretty public, Craig Breslow did, last week talking to Alex Speer about, hey, this is what we're doing. Do you feel like with the market getting such a crazy pace that it did, especially with pitching in the last couple of days, that picking that lane at any certain time affected what the return was able to be?
No. I think the playoff hunt right now affected everything, right? This third wild card puts everybody in a tough spot. What are you going to do? I think, obviously, the rules are the rules. The tournament is determined. But 2 years ago, I bet a lot of teams would have sell, right? But you look at the West, and you have these guys were 10 games ahead of Houston. Houston played well. And Houston is three games over 500, and they're right there in the hunt. Texas is under 500, and they're two games back or three games back. So I think that affected the whole thing. Everybody feels like there's a shot. Texas and Arizona last year gives everybody hope, right? If you get into the dance, you might make it to the World Series. But I think overall we did a really good job, especially using those prospects that probably they're not going to be part of this. Matthew Lugo last year, he had a bad season. This year, he's having a great season. We were able to put in a trade and get Garcia, right? Nicky York, last year everybody was talking about him, how he struggled, blah, blah, blah. Well, we got a pitcher from Pittsburgh that has a lot of upside. So I think the organization did what they really wanted to do, take care of our kids. They're not going unless it's something, way up there. And they improved the big league club, and now it's up to us now. We got to play better baseball. We've been struggling since the All-Star break. That's real. And we still got 2 months to play good baseball and make it to October.
We're talking to Red Sox manager Alex Cora here on Jones and Mega with Arcan on WEEI. You told us a few weeks ago you would not negotiate in season on a contract extension. Even if they approach you with a number that was appropriate for you, a number you wanted, what changed?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We had an idea what we wanted to do as a family. Obviously, the organization approached me. We talked a little bit. Right before that interview, and then after that, I think everything started going. It gained momentum in the All-Star break. I think those 3 days, 4 days without the Red Sox and just the family, and talking to Craig and what the project is and what the future is and the present too, which is very important. But at the end of the day, man, like it was really a family decision. I think financially, you know, we are okay. You know, it was a good deal. And then, obviously, this city for us is convenient, man. Like, it's something that, you know, like this week it was crazy. We had my sisters and everybody, you know, we ran the run to home base, and we had a lot of people here. And it's a four-hour flight to San Juan. You know, for Angelica and the boys, they feel very comfortable here. I'm not saying we're going to be here in the off season because of, you know, the 85 degree weather in Puerto Rico, but it's home for us. The other part of it, and this is something that people forget, you know, and I've been very honest about it. Like when I was down on the ground on my knees in 2020, you know, when I was suspended because of the mistake we made in 2017, these people gave me a second chance. And you have to be grateful. You have to, you know, understand that they're very special, and they gave me a chance in 17. They gave me a second chance in 21, and you know, yeah, the business side of this business side, but there's another part of it that made this deal possible, and I'm very glad that I'm here.
You know that chatterbox Rob Bradford? He was with us yesterday, and yeah, he was talking about some of the potential deals that Red Sox might have brought to you. 2 years, 5 years. Was there something about a five-year commitment that was maybe less attractive than the deal that
the
you
boys,
ended up signing?
The boys are seven. They just turned seven. In 3 years, they're going to be 10. We don't know where we're going to be. You know, that's the most important thing. And like I said, there's a lot of stuff that has changed over the course of the year with me, the way we're doing things in my house. And you see the kids playing baseball and playing soccer. I'm actually staying back today because they're flying home on Friday because school starts next week. So those days are becoming harder and harder, to be honest with you. And I think a five-year commitment for the family was a lot. We don't know what's going to happen in 3 years. We would love to be here, you know, but I think at the end, my number one team, I've been saying it all along, is the Cora Felicianos, and that's the reality of it. And those boys, man, I'm telling you, they're good for us. They're our life, you know. They put us in well, I get emotional talking about that, but they're our life, and without them, I don't know. In 3 years or 10, we'll see what happens.
So you did turn down a fifth year.
No, we talk about it. We talk about different options, whatever, and Craig understands that the family part of it was very important for us, and where we at right now as a family, 3 years makes a lot of sense.
Without getting into too much detail, when you talked about longer term than 3 years, was it at a similar AAV? Would you have had to make sacrifices if you were going to stay for a fourth or a fifth year, or was it going to be for the same sort of ballpark financially?
Without getting into details, it was very similar.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just one more, because it is a little bit confusing, because you say you are happy here, but there is a shelf life and you don't know where you're going to be in 3 years. That's not contradictory to say I'm good with 3 years, but I don't know about four. I don't know about five.
Not really. I think at the end of the day, like I said, they're going to be 10. And then there's something about that. You know, I had my daughter, Camila. She's 21. Divorced parents. She missed a lot of Alex, you know, through a lot of his her dad, you know, throughout the years. And we're in a much better situation right now, family-wise. But the 10 is kind of like, okay, where are we going to be? Are we going to be playing Little League in Newton? You know, are we going to be playing Little League in Caguas? You know, like, we don't know. And I want to make sure, you know, when that time comes, we have decided what we're going to do as a family. Is it here in Boston, or are we going to still split in time in Puerto Rico? We'll see, you know. But I think at the end, you know, we made the right decision. They're happy with it. Ownership is happy with it. And we just got to go now.
Our time now for our question of the week. It is brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. You can ask Sherwin-Williams how to bring color to your life. Our Sherwin-Williams question of the week is from Brendan at BMC Painting. And this is a good one. Do you think Tanner Houck is the best pitching prospect to come through the farm system since John Lester?
I think he's performing that way. I remember watching him pitch in 2020, and I was like, he looks the part, right? Looks the part of an ace, a first-round pick, tall, lanky, strong kid. He made some strides over the course of the years. The other two are really good, too, Cutter and Bello. Out of the three, the one that probably still has more room to improve is Bello. You know, he's still a work in progress. The other two, I think they're very close to who they're going to be, and so far they've been really good. But Tanner, kind of like the decision that organization made picking him in the first round is paying off, and he's really good.
It's our Sherwin-Williams question of the week. If you have paint questions, you can ask Sherwin-Williams. All right, big one against the Mariners today. Yes, final one before you head out on the road. Lineup, anything we should know about?
No, we got Jensen's catching today. Ref is playing left field.
Okay. Alex Cora, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Alex.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.